NAHLY, NAHLY, this is NAWRO Richmond.
Mike T. Early, isn't it?
Just a tad. Thought I heard Tom call out. I know he works midnight. Apparently he's on DMR. NAWRO clear.
Victor, Echo 3, Romeo, Sierra, India, Mobile. Is anyone listening? Stand by. DE3 RSI. Over. Victor, Echo 3, Romeo, Sierra, India, Mobile. Is anyone listening? Standing by. DE3 RSI. Over.
This is KFA FQN listening. KEA LAX, this is KFA FQN. KEA LAX, this is KFA FQN. This is KFA FQN clear. WAFU, this is KFA FQN. This is KFA FQN clear.
KFA FQN. KFA FQN. This is NADZR.
WAFU, this is KFA FQN. WAFU, this is KFA FQN. This is KFA FQN clear.
What's up, Captain Don? KFNS.
Oh, not much. I rigged up the Helpex Z4 into my solar, and I got it in the sun, and it was working. And it went from 0 to 2%, and then it disappeared. So I'm going to have to grab it and charge it like to 25%, and then see if it's charging or not.
Well, good. Since you have a V4, I'm curious. Is it the same size as the 3? Meaning, like, if you bought, like, just the little 4 board, can you put it in a 3 case and effectively upgrade a 3?
I'm going to guess, yes. It looks like it's the same size and the 2 buttons are in the same spot. So I'm going to guess yes, but until I bring it in the house to charge it in about 10 or 15 minutes, I don't know for sure. I should have tried it while I had my case open, but I think it's the same size and the buttons are in the same place.
Okay, because I got a, well, I don't know, probably not worth it, because you'd probably have to get a new case anyways, because it's such a small little antenna.
Yeah, I'll pop it in the case real quick and see if everything matches up, but it looks like it does. It's got this antenna hook up in the same place, it's got the two buttons in the same place, and it looks like the screen's in the same place, but... You know, and it looks to be the same size. But I need to put it in the case to find out. Probably wouldn't hurt to put it in the case. I had to switch from a 6,000 battery to a 3,000, though. So hopefully that'll keep it powered all night long until it starts charging again. Because the connector was bigger, and I didn't have any connectors to change it.
Yeah, I'm thinking if this one's just going to be stationary, you can probably turn the GPS off because, like, what's the point in the GPS if it's never going to move? And that might save some battery.
Yeah, I don't know if it has an onboard GPS or not. That I didn't get that far into it yet. I literally just flashed it and named it and hooked the battery in the solar panel up to it and threw it in the cage and threw it outside because the sun's shining pretty good right now. But I can't connect to it now, so I'm thinking it's not charging because it should have enough voltage with the solar panel to run it. So I gotta go see what's going on. I'm having a cigarette now though, so I can't mess with it.
Alrighty. You know what I should do is I should just take one of these little Heltec H3s and put them like somewhere near where Eric is because he's got like no coverage unless somebody turns on. There's like a guy in an apartment or something. Until he turns his node on, he can't reach anybody. He's like, I wonder if he could just like hide one of these things somewhere. You know, you'd have to go back every once in a while and pick it up and charge it.
Yeah, unless you had a solar panel on it and put it somewhere. Too bad we don't know anybody that's close enough to them to just throw it up in their house. That'd be cool. Wow, my other solar node's up to 98%, so that one's charging good. I might just have to leave that one for my base. We'll see. I don't know. I figured for $29 I'd try that Heltec V4 and see if I can get it charging. It's supposed to have a little bit better output, but until I get it going, I can't really test it. Dang it, it was working.
Yeah, I just put it on the charger overnight, and then tomorrow, then go ahead and put it on solar. DMR is making noise. I gotta turn it off.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's not charging because my other two, it says a battery voltage and percentage, and that one says it was seen 21 minutes ago and no battery voltage, so, bummer. I don't know why it wouldn't charge. It's literally got a solar panel hooked up to the board in the right spot, and then it's got a battery hooked up to the board in the right spot. But I'm almost done with this cigarette. I'll go take it down and play with it and see.
All right, I'll let you go and play, and I'll be here for a little bit. KFADS.
All right, sounds good. WACCT clear.
Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARPS,
CNET. Alrighty, I need OBU monitoring.
WBATQ here. Good afternoon, Mike. KBATLN. I have your light readable, but I think you'll probably be coming up as the afternoon session.
Roger. I've got you fair readable here. Standing by.
Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARP CNET.
Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARP CNET.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo. You are good readable, over.
88RHC, KEATON, I have you for readable, and I'm expecting you as well to come up as the sun moves along. Hey, can you be alternate one?
Roger.
All right, thank you, sir. Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARP CNET. Great Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARP CNET. Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARP CNET.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARP CNET. Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARP CNET.
8 over your 5, AS.
8W5 AS, good afternoon, Skip. I have you good readable.
I have you weak readable. The bad conditions don't seem to be too good today, 8W5 AS.
Okay, roger that. If you don't hear my call for comments, we've got relays for you.
Okay, thank you. KW5M.
Great Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARP CNET.
Net control, this is November 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar, N8WRO, Tim, Tango India Mike, D2, Macomb County, checking in.
November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Good afternoon, Tim. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. We got you in the roster. Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARP CNET.
CETOM from NATRL. Could you check me in, Brother Matt?
NATRL, KEATOM, got you on the roster, sir.
Kilo 8, Julia Bravo Delta.
There he is, KAJDD. Good afternoon, Jim.
November 8, Bravo, Zulu, Romeo. In and out.
November 8, Bravo, Zulu, Romeo, you are in and out. Thank you, sir. And this is Kilo Echo 8, Delta, Oscar, November, standing by Michigan Section ARPS, CMS. Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARP, CMS. Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARPS.
This is Zenny to Noir, no traffic.
Say that call sign again.
This is November 8, November, Oscar, Romeo. No traffic.
I thought that was easy for him to double check. N8NOR, got you on the roster. Thank you. This is, well, all stations stand by. Delta Oscar November, and that control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service CORNET. This up meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 39 or 32 kilohertz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346 decimal 5 and 7232 kilohertz. These are designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on Echo Link, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Oxcom, Michigan, including ARIES, NPS, and Skywatch. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include inspection officials, MTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. My name is Max, and I hold the position of section emergency coordinator. From the Prenet group, I have the following stations listed. November 8, Oscar Bravo Uniform. Whiskey Bravo 8, Tango Quebec Zulu. Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo. Kilo Whiskey 5, Alpha Sierra. November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. November 8, Echo Romeo Lima. Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta. November 8, Bravo Zulu Romeo. And November 8, November Oscar Romeo. Now those stations we got checked in again, but other stations for the next, please call now.
This is Kilo Bravo 8, Alpha Golf Whiskey, KBAPGW, good evening.
This is WD8, Alpha, X-ray, Bravo, no traffic.
Kilo Bravo 9, India, Alpha Romeo, no traffic.
Okay, I have Kilo Bravo 8, Papa Golf, Whiskey Delta 8, Delta X-ray Bravo, and Kilo Bravo 9er, India Alpha Romeo. Any other stations, please call. Are there any relays?
Jeff,
sides
up now, Max.
KBHSWR. Okay, roger that. We had a couple of DHS check-ins earlier. Thank you, Jeff. KB8SWR, and we've also got you on the log. All right, let's go ahead and we'll get started. Let's see, I guess I get to start it off. There's only one thing on my calendar this week that's Oxcom related, and that's Tuesday, February 3rd, with the Eye of the Storm. It's a statewide functional exercise. As you can guess from the name, it's a weather-related event. It actually is a two-day exercise, but only the first day of it, February 3rd, will be an activation of the FDOC. February 4th, it's DHHS folks are doing some other exercise activities surrounding that in a mass casualty event. Hope everybody is having a good week ahead and have a good groundhog today, tomorrow. I don't know if we will see a shadow or not. We'll just find out. Let's see. Let's go to N8OBU to be followed by WGA-TTV. Mr. Mike, thank you for providing the remote today. How are you doing?
Hey, little Pete, you threw me right on the hot seat first thing. I can't believe that. Everything's fine here. The roads are finally cleared, and nothing new real going on here. Just listening to the net and listening to you guys, expecting some company here in a little bit, but I figured they'd key up right about now, or show up right about now, because, you know, company always shows up at the most inopportune times. But all righty, and thanks for being net control, and I'll listen out in case I'm needed. N8OBU.
All right, N8OBU, KEAQN, Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. Yeah, thank you again for riding along, and hope you have a good evening with your company. Let's go up to District 7, WBA-TQV, followed by KD8RHB. Mr. Mike, how are things up your way?
Good afternoon, Max. KE8DON, Michigan ARPS, CNET. WBA-TQV, Mike, Rock City. Harry3CC0 for Bristol County, and Max, MIT, and then Michigan. Nothing to do to report on the ARPS front. Looks like Max and MIT has made it through the winter doldrums. Much better shape than the last couple of years. But the sun does still continue to throw us a few surprises every once in a while for those that are interested in participating. And we're always interested in participants, and heck, we'd even be happy if you wanted to take their controls tonight. Wouldn't necessarily go really smooth, I know, but everybody has to learn sometime, and you get out of it what you put in. But sure that most of the net controls will post the frequency answers. We do have to jump around. No, we don't own any frequencies. We do have some nominal frequencies that we shoot for. But there are a lot of people on the bands that do seem to think the old title to it. And so we do have to move around every once in a while and just kind of facilitate things a little bit more smoothly and avoids a lot of ugliness. So if you are interested in participating, check that reflector. And it's a great way to stay in touch. Usually we end up within 3 to 5 kilohertz of the announced posted frequency. Sometimes we have to go a little bit farther. Anyway, that's about it from here, except for the weather report, which today started out kind of gray, but it turned into an absolutely gorgeous one. Wall-to-wall sunshine and blue sky, the numbers at 25 degrees. And for once, I think it might have been accurate. I got outside for a few minutes, and it was really nice. But I don't think we're out of the woods yet, and I'm not too concerned about what that route has to say tomorrow. I think we'll just make sure we keep the wood pile up and know where the warm clothing is. Back to that, WBATQZ.
Alright, WBATQZ, Kilo-Lake, Delta, for November, Michigan Section here at PSPNet. Yeah, the Max and MITM net, when I got to join it earlier this week, it sounded like it was pretty active, which I hope was a typical day, or it becomes even more typical if it hasn't been. It is the morning net is a fun one, the Max net in particular, because it's half message traffic and half social, or that proportion will change depending on how much traffic there is to pass, but it's always social at the end of it. They go around the horn and see how everybody's doing. The MITN, if you're looking just to get in and out with a net, that's the one to join. Sometimes if you blink, you can miss it. They'll check in and if there's no traffic, it's done. Check 40 meters, the 7232 frequency, and look upward. If they're not there in the morning, you'll find them. And then 3952 in the evening for the MITN. Our weather here was single digits, low single digits this morning, although it was very sunny, and in fact it's been sunny all day, so it's warmed up into the low 20s now. It's funny, I didn't feel cold when I was outside at that time of the morning walking into church, but I don't mind weather in the 20s or even warmer. So there you have it. Let's see, next we'll go to KV8RHP to be followed by KW5AS. Mr. Brett, how are things in Calhoun?
Good afternoon, Matt. Good afternoon, everyone on the net as well. Not much going on. We got our test coming up this Saturday, so looking forward to that. Other than that, just been working a lot and dealing with weather. That was, I think it was -6 or -8 this morning here. So I think Kalamazoo County had it was a record low this morning. So, but hopefully it'll warm up. It doesn't look like it's going to warm up anytime soon, based on long term, at least over the next week or week and a half. Not too much. I was hoping I would be able to break loose and participate in the functional, but no, that's not going to be the case. So I will be. I'll be at work, so we're just making some plans to for maybe a ham and a day and a cert class probably in the end of March, beginning of April time frame. So that's about it here, Max. Have a great day. Thanks for running the net. This is KD8RHP.
All right, KD8RHP, KD8DLN. Well, thank you for everything down there. Yeah, boy. Record low temperatures. I don't think we got any record lows here in Midland County. We've had some cold temperatures. I know the thermometer was on the other side of zero a couple of mornings there. And those are days I didn't bother going outside until it was much warmer. But and I do understand that we have another cold snap coming our way. So, yeah, more to come. Let's see here. We're going to go to KW5AS, and then we'll take a standby. Mr. Skip, how are things up in the UP?
This is KW5AS. Well, things are slow up in the UP. Actually, it's a beautiful day today, like everywhere else. It was sunny and in the upper 20s, so very nice day here. But yeah, not much going on. In fact, there hasn't been much going on for a while now. I did, do some work with the winter field day, but doing it from home barefoot. One thing I was counting on was getting a lot more points once the big boys go to bed in the evening. Well, with winter field day, everybody goes to bed. There's simply just workstations out there when that's where I usually get all my points put together for winter field day, is once everybody else goes to bed. Then it's more enjoyable for a station barefoot to be able to go through, get contacts, and just I find it much more relaxing than the jam-packed, high-powered stations kind of overwhelming everybody. But with that, not much going on here. Most signals are pretty good, even with my high noise level here. Most signals are seem to be pretty good tonight. With that, I'll hand it back to you, KW5AS, over, over, over.
All right, KW5AS, KEADON, Michigan Section EIPL, CNET. Yeah, and as I said, had suggested, your signal has come up quite a bit since you first checked in. So, in fact, all signals are coming up. So, good to hear from you. Glad you had some fun there at Winter Field Day. It's kind of funny, everybody stays indoors for Winter Field Day, so it's probably not quite as the spirit of what was intended, but who cares? If you want to stay, come to you, I guess. All right, I said we're going to take a standby, and let's do that. So this is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Op to November for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If there's anybody who would like to check in, please say so now.
This is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw County.
Whiskey 1, Bravo Lima Uniform, W1BLU, Macomb County.
Okay, I've got KC8YDF and W1BLU out of Macomb County there. Good afternoon. Any other stations before we continue, please call.
Kilo Charlie.
This is November 8, Kilo, November Sierra, Don in Macomb County.
Okay, I have November 8, Kilo Lima Sierra, and then there was a Kilo Charlie 8 station. Can you come again, please?
Yep, Kilo Charlie
8,
Alpha Alpha Foxtrot.
Kilo Charlie 8, Alpha Alpha Foxtrot. Got you there, sir. Good afternoon. Any more stations, please call now. Are there any relays? All right, speaking of Macomb County, we'll go back to the roster, and N8WRO, Tim, to be followed by N8ERL. Mr. Tim, how are things your way?
Thank you, Max. This is N8WRO. My name is Tim, one of the AECs here in Macomb County. Well, this past Friday, we finished up our mutual aid staffing assistance with Warren CERT team at their warming center in Warren. We had one of our members there at close, 6:30 p.m. when they ended. This event the past week was a good test for our new deployment system, which worked quite well from the admin side. We're now able to issue necessary deployment documents such as the MIKBUG Know Before You Go form, and I'd like to give many thanks to our IT guru, KE8WUO, John, for all the hours he's put in on that. Looking forward to our in-person meeting, February 19th, a Zoom presentation by none other than KB8SWR Jeff from Central Michigan regarding their MI5 VMR network, kind of a beyond the basics class. A lot of interest in that one. Max, that's all the news from Macomb County this week. As always, many thanks to Mike and Jeff and all at Central Michigan for providing the local VHF and UHF links. This is NAWRO. Back over to you.
KEATWRO.
All right, NAWRO, KEATWN. Yeah, thank you, and thanks a big shout out to all of the folks at the Central Michigan Emergency Network, WHCMN. They provide a lot of services, including the remote link that you're using today, but there are several layers to their network and a number of services that are available to do so. If you all aren't familiar with them, it's WHCMN.net. We'll get you some exposure to all of the things that you can do on their network. Let's go next up into Saginaw County. We'll talk to my cousin from a different family, I guess, and NAWRL to be followed by KAJDE. Mr. David, how you doing?
Hey, thank you, Max. Oh, beautiful day today. My wife and grandsons went to Frankenmuth to the Ice Festival. Had a great time. Sun, bright sun. Wind was down, so it was very enjoyable for them. Basically, I'm going to just give you a check-in. I don't have just a couple of comments. One thing I found interesting, I've been doing a little bit of scanning and I wouldn't say researching, but looking over the differing opinions of what our emergency radio service has been evolving to. A lot of interesting comments out there. Of course, I know, Max, you're all over that. And someday, if we ever get a chance to have an eyeball, I'd like to really talk to you about it and kind of see what some of your opinions are. I've also been quite intrigued by the expedition to the Sequoia Island by Puerto Rico. What a fascinating story that is, how they have set up this, the island where they can be very, I guess you would say, innovative and be able to run the de-expedition remotely. Some of you probably know that the island struggled for years with invasive species and lost a lot of their species that were traditional to the island, and how it was used as a gunnery range during World War II, which basically makes it off limits for anyone to be on the island. So just kind of fascinating. Max, back to you, KEATWN from NADRL.
NADRL, KEATWN. Yeah, good signals, by the way, as always. Geez, I wish I'd known the Ice Festival this weekend. I wish we might have even gone to it today. But, oh well. Let's see here. I forgot all about that. That's always fun. And with the weather we get, no problem with the ice melting. I would be delighted to chat with you about the current state of emergency radio services in support of emergency management. Anytime you sit down for coffee and here in the neighborhood, so we could do that easily. And the expeditions are really fascinating areas to study. There's a lot of logistics and planning to go into those things, and sure, a heck of a lot of physical work and effort that goes into it. It's not just plain radio. There's a whole lot of other stuff that goes hand in hand with it. All right, let's go to KAJDD to be followed by NANOR. Mr. Jim, how's things in Washtenaw County?
KEATON, Max, and everybody on the net, this is Jim, KJBD, ECRO for Washtenaw County. Not too much going on here. Working on potential plans for what we'd like to do this year, things we'd like to accomplish, get those worked out. Now I get my AECs, and we'll see where it goes from there. Had a great meeting with Ben, our EM, so folding in his comments into that. Other than that, on a personal front, I got a new tablet-sized digital full scope. I've been playing with that. That's been a lot of fun, sort of booting around with that. Regarding the weather, nice weather down here, and the way I look at it, I'm one day closer to spring. So with that, thanks for running the net, Max. Back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right, KHADD, KEATN, Michigan Section ARP, CNET. I'll do have fun with the new digital toy there. Let's see here. We'll go next to N8NOR to be followed by KB8TTW. Mr. Ken, how are things down your way? Mr.
November 8, November Oscar Romeo, Kilo Echo 8 Delta, Oscar November. You're up for comment?
This is November 8, November Oscar Romeo. Barely can hear you, Met Control. Since I spoke to you at the top of the hour, your signal has dropped off into the noise. So I'll be very brief tonight. Everything's fine here. Weather's great here in Port Michigan, 5th District. But hopefully the weather is going to moderate here soon. I know this week it's going to be a little warmer. And about a week from today, the temperature goes back down. I'm hoping within the next 2 weeks, though, we'll see things climb up. As somebody else said, I'm going to be the optimist. We're only about 5 weeks till spring. I'll hand it back to you. This is N8NOR.
All right, N8NOR, KEADUN, Michigan Section ARP, CNET. Well, if my signal went down, yours came up, so go figure it, that one-way propagation. Good to hear from you, as always, though. Let's come back up to Midland County and talk to KBA-TPW to be followed by WBA-KXP. Mr. John, how you doing?
Well, good afternoon, everybody.
Yeah,
I'm doing well. It's 23 degrees here in Midland, so I guess that's a heat wave. Yeah, Winterfield Day, it was 20 below zero, and I just didn't have it in me to even travel 20 miles away to the group over there, so my apologies to you guys. It was just too cold, so I stayed home and stayed in the comfort of my home, and it was nice to give contact to some of the stations. I didn't run QRP. I thought I'd make it easy for the field stations to hear me, so I ran about 70 watts CW, and there are a couple of stations. One of them was in Minnesota. It was three stations, and it was outdoor. And honestly, I don't see how they could do it. Maybe I would try that if I was maybe 40 or so years younger. That's all for the net, Max, KDA-TGW.
All right, John, KDA-TGW, KDA-TLM. Yeah, I understand that standing out in the cold thing while I'm working the radio. It is KDA-TGW, the Biscuit State coordinator, and also he's the EC up in Moose County. He sends me pictures and videos and stuff of folks working the various snowmobile dog sled races up there. And that is a grueling effort. They stand out there in the snow, which is shallow, and the cold with the wind, and they do good stuff. So hats off to them. And for the folks in Minnesota, well, this is probably just a walk in the park, I guess. All right, let's go to WB8AXP to be followed by KB9IAR, Mr. Charlie. How are things down in Kalamazoo for you?
Hey, Max. Doing pretty well. This is WB8AXP. Yep, this is Charlie here in Kalamazoo County, little town of Vicksburg, not too far away from N8NOR. Good to hear, I guess with me included, at least five stations from District 5. So, going to try to get a couple more guys on the air. For some reason, 80 meters is just a bridge too far sometimes. And I just don't get it because that's the bottom band I try to strive for in any antenna installation and then go up in frequency from there. Now, that's unusual that I'm out hearing Ken tonight. My 80-meter antenna is a loaded 80-meter antenna. It's a 40-meter dipole with loading coils and a couple of end wires. So it's short for 80 meters. And Max, I have not heard you drop out. You sound really good tonight. Wish you had a little more strength, but you have not dropped out as far as my signal is. So that's a head scratcher why Ken is out hearing me tonight. He's got the full size wire antenna that can trap your signal quite well where he is about 5 miles or so north of me. So not much going on this week as far as ham radio is concerned. So I'm wondering, should stations stand by 3932 on Tuesday morning, or 7232 Tuesday morning, just to be part of the statewide exercise? Can you comment on anything like that, Max? And back over to you. You got a good net going. KE8DON from WB8AXB. Over.
All right, WB8AXB, KE8DON. Checking in on Tuesday on one of the, with the SELC, probably isn't a bad way to test your equipment out if you want. Given the crew was going to have, I think, three in the communications room. So that tells me that we'll probably, I'm sure we'll be up on 40 meters. 80 meters is usually kind of a box plot anytime we're there in the morning. And so I'd say check in, at least meet on 7232 or thereabouts. You might hear one of the bots in there. I think it's going to be K8RDN. We'll also be operating on WindLink, MTSDS. My suspicion is it will be on DMR, we'll see once we get in there and who's participating. Once that'll tell us better how to shape up our communication plan. Next, let's go to KB9IAR to be followed by KB8SWR. Don, how are you doing?
Good evening, gentlemen.
It was
mighty cold for winter field day, and I wasn't noticing there were a lot of work hotel stations. Can't say that I blame them. But we did our punts on the air again yesterday, and a little over 300 contacts. We've got a pretty good team there. That's about all I have about that control, KE8DON, KE9IAR.
All right, Don, KB9IAR, KE8DON, Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. Well, all those photo contacts that you keep reporting every week, I mean, that's quite a bit of outdoor work in and of itself, so hats off to you for being able to do all of that. And hauling that equipment around isn't necessarily easy, depending on what you have set up and how you operate. So good stuff there. KB8SWR will be followed by KC8YDF. Mr. Jeff, how are things in Saginaw County down in the lower part there?
This is KC8YDF, Ron Gerald from Saginaw County. Well, last week we had a good winter field day. We had four stations that were out there. Well, actually, five. We had four antennas up. Switched off a couple of stations. And two digital stations, CW and something bad.
Okay, something was set to let's go to KC8YDF to be followed by W1BLU. Right.
I lost the signal. Is there still a net? W1BLU.
W1BLU, ADHS. It sounds like they disconnected from the interconnection that they've got with all the repeaters.
All right, thank you. I will stand by. If they don't return, give me a shout, would you? I'd like some information about the local radio, W1BLU.
Roger, we'll be listening. ADHS.
Did you want to know? KBSWR.
Is the gentleman that answered my call still out there? W1BLU.
W1BLU, this is ABATS. I have not heard anything from them since they went off.
Well, nothing this way either. Did I get your call sign right? Alpha Bravo 8?
That's correct. Alpha Bravo 8, Papa Surprise.
Alpha Bravo 8, Papa Sierra. Well, thank you for coming back. I moved up here from South Carolina. Long story. Maybe we'll get into it. But I've become accustomed over the last year of them speaking slower. And I'm from northern Minnesota where we speak at the speed of light, you know, so I get it. But I lost a lot of the call signs that was being transmitted. And I was just, you know, I've only been here since the 20th of January, and I set up temporary antennas. And I was kind of surprised that I stumbled onto a net. And what net exactly is this?
It's the Michigan ARPSC net, Amateur Radio Public Service Corps.
Oh, okay. And I assume it started at 5 o'clock.
I know they've got a website out there, too, but I can't remember what the URL is for it.
Copy that. How's my signal? I mean, I got a J-pole out there just slightly higher up than my roof line.
You are absolutely full quieting into the repeater. Good signal, good audio. I'm able to understand you perfectly.
Excellent. And your first name is Pat, correct?
That is correct. I live in Bay City, but I'm mobile right now. I'm on I-75 at M81.
Well, you're coming in very well as well. And I appreciate your time, Pat. If you wouldn't mind, maybe I'll drop you an email. So you got a little bit more info on me. I have lots and lots of questions about the new area that I'm in. And I'm an active ham and a VE. And I moved up, actually, from South Florida when my XYL passed from cancer 2 years ago. So I am definitely into emergency services. And I have put my services out there during the hurricane. So. And, of course, you know, growing up in Minnesota, had our share of tornadoes, too. So I'd like to get involved in that. But if you don't mind, I'll just drop you a line, and then we can exchange whatever, whenever. And don't feel pressured on anything. But I do want to get my feet started. And today's net was a good accident, serendipity. Because I need to become involved even more so now that my XYL isn't with me. So, anyway, back to you from W1BLU.
Break, N8WRO, assistance.
AVAGN, go ahead, Frank.
Yes, sir, thank you. This is NAWRO, Macomb County ARPSC local. I could probably take this call if that's okay.
Absolutely, if you want to do that, that'd be perfect.
I copy. Whiskey 1, Bravo, Lima, uniform. This is November 8, Whiskey, Romeo, Oscar. My name is Tim, Tango, India, Mike. I'm one of the AECs from Macomb County, ARPSC, local. Happy to help you out if that'd be okay.
No, I would prefer Pat. No, just kidding. You know, sorry, I got brought myself the South sense of humor with me. Yeah, that'd be great, and I appreciate you breaking in and listening to me. It was just a lucky accident that I was cleaning up my radios here and thought I'd turn on the scanner, and it stopped on the net today. So why don't you look me up on QRZ, at least on the app, and I've got my email there, w1blu at yahoo.com, and any info, you know, we can save air time. But it was really good, you know, to find out that my radio is getting out there, and Pat was important for that. He's mobile, and he was coming in nice and clear, and they're going to do nothing but get up higher and more sturdy. But yeah, Tim, I mean, I appreciate the help. I'd love to get involved.
You can copy that. I am looking at your QRZ page, but I got one better for you. We've got a pretty robust website now, and I'd like to give you the URL. I don't believe you're mobile, so if you could copy, it's simply macombarpsc.org. Once again, macombarpsc.org. If you can reach that, you'll get all kinds of information. And I'm part of the membership team here. You'll be able to contact me either by phone or by email. You can even contact our EC if you'd prefer. And we'd be happy to have you as a guest at our next meeting, which is going to be on the 19th at the MISD building on Garfield Road. And we have our local net that's every Thursday night. But I tell you, all that's on the webpage, and it's pretty much self-serve. But please feel free to give me a call. Or we're always on 7.2 in the FBI network as well. Back over to you, Dave.
Well, I appreciate that, Tim. Yeah, I'll do that. And by the way, my nickname is Blue. I don't particularly care for it, but I've had it for 50 years. So if you refer to me as Blue, only my sister calls me Dave. But, yeah, I'll look that up. And as I mentioned, I've only been here a few weeks. So I don't even know, is Macomb M-C-C-O-M-B or is it M-A-C-O-M-B?
It is your second option, the one with the alpha, M-A-C-O-M-B.
All right, my friend. Well, I appreciate the help tonight. And the weather is warmer, as I said. I mean, I lived in the south, but I'm born in northern Minnesota, so it's pretty balmy out today, and it's supposed to be balmy out tomorrow, and I'm going to see what I can do about my antennas as long as the ladder is sturdy in the snow, and we will be talking again. Do a lot of people frequent this net? I mean, this frequency.
Well, it is the VHF one that is dedicated to our local ARPSC. It is where we have our nets. So there's a lot, but of course the FBI network is a little bit more popular in the area. But we certainly can talk about that, you know, at the meeting or another time if you'd like.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. appreciate it again, Tim. And Pat, if you're still listening, thanks for the radio chat. And I'm going to say 7-3 to you all now and let the frequency get back to normal operation. And I'm planning on a February 19th meeting. And perhaps I'll send you an email, Tim. And thank you both very much. I appreciate it. 7-3 from Whiskey 1, Bravo Lima Uniform.
You're entirely welcome, Blue. Welcome to the state. Whiskey 1, Bravo Lima Uniform from November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. I'll be clear as well. Pat, thanks for the assist.
N-A-W-R-O, N-A-T-N-S.
Hey, KNS. Hello, Don. How are you doing? Did you get into the net? I think you had one letter wrong in your call.
I don't know about the letter or what. It was a little scratchy, but I tried. I think he got me, but anyway, then they lost the connection or something. So I'm still hanging out.
Hey. Well, I got you on the air, totally optional, but are you going to be able to maybe make that meeting on the 19th, 7 p.m. at MISD? We're going to have a Zoom meeting with Jeff from Central Michigan on DMR.
Yes, I am planning on that. Unfortunately, I have two meetings on the same Thursday every month, but this one is becoming more important to me than the other one, so I'm planning on being there.
I copy that. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be Dave and Wally kind of running it. Mike's got something else to do that day. But then I think at 7:30, that's when we're going to get the Zoom call in to listen to what he's got to offer. It might actually be a quicker meeting, you know, than normal, so that'll be interesting. But I am definitely looking forward to it, to get all the scoop on Beyond the Basics or MI5 DMR.
Yeah, the reason I jumped in here to get you was I got your information in the mail, and I plan on looking it over, and I guess that will make me more of a member, I take it.
Well, you're already a member. You're number 25, unit number. But, yeah, you'd have to follow some of the certain, you know, as far as, like, becoming that level one within 6 months. But, Matt, if you're going to be at the meeting Thursday, we can get that narrowed down so you know exactly what you need to do. But, yeah, you've already come to some of the meetings, so you meet that requirement. Yeah, there's a lot there, but... Yeah, I plan to help you out with that. I appreciate you making the commitment.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting with you and getting a little more zeroed in on this stuff. There's a lot that has changed since now that I'm back into the hobby. Things have changed a whole lot, so I just want to start from the beginning and work my way up, and I appreciate your help, so... we'll look for you at the meeting.
Very happy to help out any way we can, Don. If you have a good one, I'll cut you loose. I'll see you then. N-A-W-R-O, after you, I will listen out.
N-A-W-R-O, N-A-K-N-S. I'll be clear also, and you have a good... what, a couple of weeks yet since we get to the meeting. N-A-K-N-S is clear.
This is KFA-FQN listening. K-E-A-L-A-X, this is KFA-FQN. K-E-A-L-A-X, this is K-F-A-F-Q-N. This is KFA FQN, clear.
VHF hub, disconnected.
This is KFA FQN, listening. This is KFA FQN, listening.
KFA DPZ, Echo Link, monitoring. KFA DPZ testing.